count your blessings. That's what we're here for today. 2:45.
Blessings, and then one by one.
blessings.
Count your blessings.
Count your blessings.
Worship the Lord, worship Him, worship Him. Give Him worship, give Him worship, give Him worship. God bless you. Be seated, be seated. It is our annual Thanksgiving Day, a day set aside in this ministry to thank the Lord. But why are we thanking God? Why do Christians thank God? One more time, few minutes. We read some scriptures also. In Ephesians chapter, Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2 verses 2 and 3. It is a requirement, a commandment. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, say the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye do not lay it to heart. What we are saying here is God requires us to give glory to Him for everything about us. And if you don't give glory to God, He will curse you. And if God places a curse on you, who will deliver you? He said, you have not put it to heart. That is gratitude. It is only a grateful heart that will produce a praiseful mouth. Why are we thanking the Lord? I say it is a commandment. And why is it a commandment? Praise the Lord. It is because every one of us, we are only receivers. We are not achievers. There is nothing you have that you have achieved it. You are wealthy, it is He, God, that giveth the power to make wealth. You are beautiful, it is God that has created you beautiful. You are healthy, He is the one that keeps you divinely healthy. You are alive today because He has hidden you in His place of safety. Amen. That is why we must therefore appreciate Him. That's how Apostle Paul put it, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. But who maketh thee to differ from another? That is why are you proud? And what hast thou? What do you have that thou hast not received? We are receivers. We are not achievers. Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? So there is an attitude that God expects of us as receivers. So Apostle Paul put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Everybody, that first statement, shall we go? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Again. Again. Very loud. Well, you see people who consider life. Hebrews 13, verse 15 and verse 16. By him, therefore, by Christ Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Sometimes, how often? Continually, non-stop. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And he said, but to do good and to communicate, he said, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. And if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even the enemies to be at peace with him. You see why we should praise God. It creates, it gives us, guarantees us peace on earth here. Hallelujah. So Psalm 34 verses 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, I will bless the Lord. And sometimes, how often? At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's why we're here today. Why? Throughout from January until now, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all, not some, all. Glory, all my fears. That's why we must praise him. I continually praise him. Ephesians 5:20, we are to praise God for all things. For all things. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. For all things. For all things. Hallelujah. For all things. That is why we must praise God. Other benefits why we must praise God. Psalm 116, verse 12. It says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? Verse 13. What will I do? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Go on. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, because precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He said, oh Lord, truly I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117, verse 2. The reason we thank God is for his mercies, his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Therefore, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. They include who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That is why we praise him. Who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So when we come together like this, Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 11. When we come together like this, this is what the Lord wants to hear. He wants to hear the voice of joy. And the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the Lord as at the first, saith the Lord. The church will say, why are we thanking the Lord? The benefits is also expressed in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance. That is why we are bringing offerings in one way or the other. And with the first fruits of all thine increase. When you do that, there are benefits. So shall thy barns include your kitchen, include your bank account. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. God expects that when he blesses you, you show appreciation. Like we saw in the story of the 10 lepers. They were healed, and Christ was waiting for them to come and thank him. Only one came. 9 went back. But he told the one that came back, he reminded the one, were you not 10? Why are you the only one coming to give thanks? And he told him, go, thy faith has made thee whole. And so thanksgiving, therefore, puts a permanent seal to your testimony. Your testimony is made permanent. Amen. When you acknowledge it, you acknowledge God as your healer, as your deliverer. That's why we always come to thank him and appreciate him. And we know the story in John chapter 6. 5 loaves of bread with so large a family to feed 5,000 people. But we saw a principle that was applied there. Like I said last week, Jesus Christ, he did not start grumbling. He did not start grumbling. Grumblers, murmurers. God hates murmuring. Murmuring will only make that your little that you have to disappear the more. But as soon as Jesus Christ, who has a revelation, he did not grumble. As soon as he saw what was available, whatever is available in your hand, what do you have? Thank God for it. The Bible says he thanked God. After thanking God, he began to serve. Like I said last week, he did not. God is not a magician, no. The food did not abracadabra and they filled everywhere. That little, as he cut and gave, it was increasing. Didn't it happen in the widow of Zarephath's house? The cruse of oil did not dry. The barrel of meal did not waste. Why? He acknowledged God. She acknowledged God. For the little you have, thank God. Thank God. Bless him. That is why that songwriter, one grumbler was making confession. I have made it too little in my sight.
I have made you too small.
You made God so small. Listen to that grumbler that repented.
Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in life. But you are able to help me. But now, oh Lord,
Expectation according to you, a particular prayer point up to now has not been answered. There are other things God has done for you that you didn't even ask. There are other things you didn't even ask. Amen. You are alive now. You are alive now. Just told this morning, a senior police officer just left his house to go and buy something in his own car last night and had an accident within the town and is no more. Dead. In the same town, the same road you have been traveling. God has protected us. You didn't pray. Oh, a lot of blessings you received, you didn't pray for them this year. Don't concentrate on the one that has not been answered and just be grumbling and grumbling. No, 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 no. Finally, listen. There's a principle that we learn from King Solomon. Solomon was given the opportunity, was appointed to be king after his father David. I had every reason to thank God. He was, by every contradiction, the life contradiction all was around him. He wouldn't have been the one to succeed his father David. But here you see, even with the opportunity that the father didn't have, he had the opportunity of building the house of the Lord. And he dedicated that house. That privilege that was given to him after the dedication, he is Solomon. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture. 1 Kings chapter 3. There's something about Solomon that for us to learn here. 1 Kings chapter 3. from verse 1. It says, and Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king. Okay, let's go to verse 3 straight. Verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only his sacrifice and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. He sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings the Solomon offered upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Solomon is appointed a king, contrary to all conditions to become a king in that family he was selected. In appreciating God after he took over and became king, listen, church. In appreciating God, he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. It was offering of thanksgiving. And God was so pleased with him. That is what I want us to learn as a principle, not just for today. God was so pleased with Solomon that in a dream, God came and told Solomon, ask whatsoever you will. Ask whatsoever. Ask anything. We know the story because of our time. Solomon asked for nothing but something that will advance the kingdom. He asked for wisdom to lead God's people. And God said, not only wisdom, but I will also give you wealth. Hey. Praise the Lord. But this is what I want. When Solomon rose and from his dream, he remembered the promise that God promised him wealth in addition to answering his prayers. What happened? Solomon went again and, hallelujah, offered another sacrifice. Something we learn here, that means you will thank God for what he has done. Church, you will thank God for what he has done for you. Give him praise, give him thanks, give him an offering for what he has done for you. And also, when you receive, thus said the Lord. Listen very well. I want to drop something that may help someone here. That is the meaning of seed faith. That is the meaning of seed faith offering. Thank him for what he has promised you. When you receive a dream of a promise of God, go and thank him with an offering. When you receive a prophecy of a promise of God, go and thank him with an offering. When you have prayed and by faith you are expecting the answer, don't wait until the answer comes. Go and thank him. That offering you give is what is called seed faith offering. An offering that goes with an expectation. Praise the Lord. Learn that principle from Solomon, and we know that nobody has had the wealth that Solomon has had among all the kings of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why we're going to thank God for his goodness and for his mercies. And more importantly, Psalm 50 verse 14 and verse 15. Psalm 50 verse 14 and verse 15. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. What will happen? Verse 15. When you do that, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Listen, we are going to enter the year 2022, the next year, we are going to enter a new year to guarantee God answering you next year. Thank him for this year. Give him thanks. If you appreciate him for this year, then confidently call upon him next year when trouble comes. He has your thanksgiving today. We guarantee next year. In the name of Jesus. Verse 23. Psalm 50, verse 23. Whoso offered praise, God will say, that person glorified me. And to him that ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. And we want to glorify the name of the Lord in our lives. Glorify the name of the Lord for his goodness upon our lives. And that is why we are here today. We hear the musicians. After your special number, you will also come to the altar. After that, the next group we dance in. It is our special Thanksgiving Day.